This week marks the 15th anniversary of the death of Amadou Diallo. The African immigrant was killed in 1999 by four New York City cops who shot at him 41 times. Diallo was unarmed. His death sparked outrage and large street protests in New York. The officers faced murder charges and a trial, but were eventually acquitted. The story dominated news headlines for a long time. Diallo's mother, Kari Diallo, says something was lost in all that coverage. A full picture of who her son was. Here's that part of the story from reporter Alexandra Starr.
Amadou Diallo was 23 years old when he was killed. Members of the New York City Police Department lodged 19 bullets in his body. His mother, Kari Diallo, says the sheer brute force used against her son stunned people.
It was just so much violence, so many bullets.
Diallo was shot outside his apartment. The police officers had thought he fit the physical profile of a serial rapist. But as his mother points out, Diallo had led an exemplary life in the United States, where he'd lived for nearly 3 years before he died.
Amadou had nothing, no criminal record, not even a speeding ticket.
She wasn't just angered by her son's death, but also by how he was portrayed in the media. He was referred to as an African immigrant, selling tapes and clothes on Manhattan's streets.
Suddenly he became the street peddler. I don't understand. The stereotype was there. It fell far short of depicting Amadou the way he was brought up, for who he was.
When he was killed, Diallo was working 12-hour days on the streets. But as his mother points out, that was his way to save money so he could continue his education.
He had saved $9,000. He already applied. He wanted to enroll. The last time we spoke on the phone, he said to me, "Mom," he said, "I'm going to college." And I said, "Do you need anything from me?" He said, "Pray." So I said, "Okay, I'm praying for you."
After Diallo's death, his family sued the city. They settled for $3 million and used some of that money to create the Amadou Diallo Scholarship Fund in 2005. They gave out scholarships for 5 years.
Amadou was just one African student who found himself in New York City without any support, but you have thousands of students who found themselves the same way.
So far, the foundation run by Kari Diallo has awarded about 50 scholarships. One of them went to Zizi Sanare. He's 32 years old, from Burkina Faso. I met him on a recent afternoon, and he was remarkably chipper, given that he works the overnight shift as a manager in a Manhattan hotel. He heard about the Diallo shooting only after he got one of the foundation's scholarships.
Anytime I think about it, I feel really sad, and you know, you don't know what might happen to you.
Sanare sees similarities between himself and Amadou Diallo.
He came from Africa, like myself, and he had a lot of dreams.
When Sanare enrolled in school, he found a supportive community that had been missing for him in the United States.
I was not feeling lonely no more. I felt like it was like a family.
Like Diallo, Sanare envisions a big future for himself.
Definitely, I want to be a CPA certified public accountant. I want to work for one of the accounting firms and, you know, get my MBA.
This level of educational attainment and ambition is not uncommon among African immigrants.
They're one of the absolutely most educated groups to come into the United States.
That's Michael Fix of the Migration Policy Institute. He says 38% of Africans who come to the United States have a college degree or more. But Fix says African immigrants often hold jobs below their skill level.
Underemployment rates are very high through the first 10 years, but after that they diminish significantly.
When Amadou Diallo was killed, he was in that period of underemployment. But his mother is convinced he would have worked himself to a better place. This is how she sees his life, if he had lived.
He would be married, he would have maybe one kid, and he would be a professional computer programmer. That's what I imagined, because that was his passion.
Diallo took the last few years off from the foundation to help raise her triplet grandsons. But she's getting involved again. And she's hoping the foundation will inaugurate a new class of scholarship students in the fall. For The World, I'm Alexandra Starr, New York.